So homework assignment, if you've not already, of course, episode 8 of season 3 of The Chosen just did a fantastic rendition of this gospel episode, and it's worth seeing 2, 3, and 4 times of the way they did it. And I mean, in your imagination, you say, okay, yeah, Jesus walked on the water, and the gospel shows that the apostles were terrified. Turn the page. Like, no, they were terrified. It was a ghost, because I don't see too many people walking on water in the distance. And I was just kind of going over the basics of this gospel, the basic takeaways of this gospel, and I'll just kind of skip to one of them because it's a weekday mass. But Peter walking on the water, first of all, I mean, I was reading this, like, if it is you, Lord, bid me come to you on the water. Like, what a bold request. But he did. He had the faith to make the request. We kind of skip over that. But Peter had the faith to make that request. And Jesus said, come. Jesus met Peter in the boldness of his faith, momentary boldness of his faith. Jesus met him there and said, okay, come. And Peter began to walk on the water towards Jesus. Full stop. He walked on the water. He did it. He freaking did it. Put his foot on the water, stood on the water, took one other step, a baby step, another step, a little more bold, another step. Maybe he looked at the apostles and smiled a little bit. And then suddenly a little moment of like, oh my gosh, like a little off balance, look at the waves, oh gosh, the wind is really strong. And he allows his gaze to shift from Jesus beckoning him to the impossibility of what he was doing, the human impossibility of what he was doing. And he began to sink. And of course, our Lord rebukes him, oh, you a little faith. I just want us to understand, like, we have that experience, if we want, every day. I encourage us to put whatever we carry in our hearts, whatever moments of doubt we may face at times, when our Lord is kind of challenging us, stretching us, where there's more that needs to be done, we're offering ourselves ever so generously, like, Lord, I'll help with this in some way, I'll do this, or if you help me, Lord, I can overcome this obstacle in my family life, in my personal life, and this struggle against sin, or this need for the community. Just tell me, Lord, and I'll do it. Okay, do it. No, like, give me a sign. Give me a sign. Are you sure? But we do it. You know, we start to do it. And sometimes we look at our own limitations, lack of resources, personal mistakes or failings. Like the first reading, envy, right? We're doing just fine. We start to realize, oh, but so-and-so did it better. Like, I want to do that. I got stuck with this. And I'm like, the mind gets filled with the wrong stuff. Envy, comparisons, doubt, fear. And we falter. We were doing just fine, and we falter. We take our eyes off of the one who called us, and we falter. Whatever it is, all the devil needs to do is get one little squirrel distraction in our heads away from the Lord, and we falter. I just want to leave off on this. Like, faith is of the mind. Don't get too lost here, but it's not a feeling. And the feelings come and go. It's often when I feel like I can't do this. It's when I most need to push through knowing what I know, because faith is of the mind. Knowing what I know and still choose to do it. And so often I think mind, memory, we forget. Our Lord could have said, oh, you pitiful memory. Did you not forget like 5 minutes ago, 1 hour ago, 2 hours ago? Didn't you just help me do the multiplication of the loaves? Didn't you just help, like, your memory, your mind? Why is it so easily fixed on such petty things? Take ownership of your mind. Fix your thoughts. Use your memory. And get off of your feelings. Get off of the temptations and distractions with other people. Get out of your fears and your limitations and the mistake that happened this morning. Get past that and choose to fix your mind on so many moments of God's fidelity, so many moments of Jesus' truths being made real for you personally, maybe. But at the end of the day, his word fills our hearts and our minds. That's where faith grows. I just ask myself during the day, what do I spend my time thinking about? And usually it's a lot of the wrong stuff. And therefore, our faith doesn't kick in when it needs to, because there's too many other things filling our minds. So I ask the Holy Spirit to Fill our minds, what does our Lord say? From the thoughts of the heart come your actions, your words. What is my heart filled with every day? And from that, I can notice my faith growing, because I have so many experiences in my memory of God taking care of things. I don't need to worry. I don't need to be filled with fear. I don't need to be filled with doubts, comparisons, envy, or anything else the devil might want to throw in my mind. Don't act on that stuff. It's not made of anything. Act on faith, because that's solid. Faith in Christ's word, faith in his promises, faith in the experiences I've already had of him coming through for me. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.